Hello, my name is William Lewis Hornbooker Jr. Thank you for listening to the Keep It Real podcast, where we give real answers for real issues. Today's topic is respecting our women. And hopefully, the vice versa goes truth as well. Respect our men. But particularly, since I'm a guy, I'm going to hit it on the aspect of respecting our women. What brought me to this topic about respecting our women? And guys, I hope you hear this because they deserve it. I mean, absolutely. If we don't value, and here's the part where I'm keeping it real. So it might sound a little crazy, but it's real. Real talk, guys. I'm tired of being fake. I'm tired of sugarcoating the stuff. So let's just keep it real. If we don't respect our women, we don't value our women, what do we think other people, how do we think other people will see our women? Guys, you got a sisters, you have mothers. How do you want your mama treated? How would you want your sister treated? If you have a daughter, how would you want your daughter treated? How you want somebody else treating your daughter and or your mother? Or your sister. You know, if you like me, you got some standards and some things just ain't gonna float. But why should we have standards in our own family and not have standards for people out there outside of our family? Guys, here are some things that we can do to start showing respect to our women. Number one. Stop calling them out of their names. Rappers. I know you want to sell records. I know you want to call them B's and H's and all this. Move. Get out the way. You know, all this kind of stuff. I know we do it. No, not we do it. Let me cancel that. I'm sorry. I know we listen to people do it. That's really what I was trying to say. But it comes a point where somewhere we got to draw the line and we got to stop calling our women out of their name. Their first name is not B and their last name is not H. And I will let you all fill in the rest of the words because this podcast is not explicit. So, but the first name is not B, last name is not H. We need to really start calling our women by their name. First thing we can do, because it's become a trend. It's become a trend in the media. It's become a trend everywhere that all you hear is the B and H word. We got to stop, ladies. Stop letting guys call you out of your name. And you answer, I can't believe it. How the fact is when you hear our sisters talk, you call each other B's. That's my B. Hey, B, dude, is that cool? Is that showing respect to you and the value that you have created special by the creator? The creator didn't make a B and he didn't make an H. He made a U and he put value in you and on you and on your life. You need to accept that and you need to live it. And next time somebody crosses you or disrespects you and say, no, I'm sorry. I deserve to be respected. My name is whatever your name is. And then you said, if you can't call me by my name, then don't call me or talk to me. And leave with your honor and dignity intact. So guys, first thing, and even ladies, quit calling yourselves out of your name. Secondly, and now here's where our women, and guys, you got to hear me. We gotta hear this. You got to hear me on this, guys. I almost got mad. Our women should expect to have somebody open the door or pull out the chair for them. When's the last time, ladies, especially our sisters, because other people, and other persuasions, they get it a lot. They get it all the time. But like I said, if we don't value our own women, how do we respect or expect somebody else to? Pull out the chair. Hold the door open. Greeting, how are you doing today? Make them feel special. Show honor to them. You don't have to know them to be polite, to be kind, to show a good kind gesture. It is okay, guys, to be a gentleman. You don't have to be hard 24 hours a day. It is okay to show respect to our women and demand that other people respect our women and let them feel good to know. Because if nobody else makes them feel good, shouldn't we do it? If nobody else respects them, shouldn't we do it? Shouldn't we show the standard? We already see enough injustice on TV and the news, and it makes me sick. But what are we doing to make it better, to make their lives better? And then, guys, I'm just crazy enough to believe this. I believe that if we take care of our women will take care of us. And that's a whole nother topic, but I'm keeping it real, and I know that sisters can take care of business. I'm just keeping it real. So what are we doing? Let's start there. Let's stop calling our women outside of their name, and let's start showing good, kind gestures towards them. Open up a door. Greet them. Pull out a chair. You'd be surprised how that makes an impact in your life. That was a real lesson, keeping it real. William L. Hornbuckle. And once again, I want to give you the website, and I want you to go on the website and get the YouTube videos to help you have better relationships, better finances, better life. The website is Hornbuckles, HornBuckles.org. Also, please follow us on Spotify. Please follow our podcast on iTunes. And also, we're working on right now having our own Real Answer Real Issues app on TV. You can download on all your Kindle and Roku and Fire Sticks, so you'll be able to watch the program on TV. Keep it real, keep it happy, keep it blessed. I'm William Hornbuckle. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Goodbye.